That's an interesting title.
Yeah, so the key takeaways are, despite our attempts to be unbiased, people often judge others based on looks. In the courtroom, physically attractive defendants often get lighter sentences than others.
So if you're hot, you don't have to do a lot of jail time.
Haven't we all seen it? Remember, like, every once in a while on the internet, there'll be, like, a mugshot of a very attractive person and,
like, and
everyone's just, like, sending, like, thirst comments. They're like, oh, yes,
free
yes.
Them, yeah.
Oh, he did nothing wrong. My friend, he committed manslaughter. I think he did something wrong.
I'm Khadija.
And I'm Shondor.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about...
We're breaking one of our cardinal rules.
Yeah.
We agreed when we first started the show that we were going to be talking about dating and love and, you know, maybe giving advice that we're not qualified to give out. You know, that was going to be our focus. That was our agenda for this show. And we saw there were celebrity stories and gossip and all this juicy bish. But we were not going to deal with that because we're not a celebrity gossip podcast.
Nope.
But now, as of this episode, we're deviating from that.
Just
for this episode. Is that a deal? Is that a promise?
I hope. Well, we'll see.
That's not really a confident. Is that a promise? I hope. Will you marry me? I hope. Like, no. Is that a promise? No. We can't. We cannot. We can't devolve into a reality TV show podcast.
But we are going to try to, like...
We're going to talk about it and use that as a springboard for the real juicy conversation, but it did have some kind of influence on our decision of the podcast topic.
Yes, so what we're going to be talking about is the breakdown of hot privilege.
The hot hierarchy.
Yes.
Hottie hierarchy.
Yes, and all of that juice.
All of it.
And this just stemmed from, like, a show called Dated and Related.
I did not watch that. I watched that against my will for all the male backyarders.
You don't have the front.
I do.
No, you don't.
No, I didn't pick that.
Okay, I know.
So just so we're clear, I wasn't like, hey, babe, Dated and Related.
Of course, you know.
I did that because I watched that with you.
I
would always have control over the rumbo. And we would watch movies that I liked and shows that I liked, and you were getting kind of fussy about it, and you're like, we never watch what I want.
Watch.
And I'm like, that's true. So we ended up binging the...
Dating and Related.
Yeah.
And on this show, it's pretty much you put a bunch of hot people in a house, and they're trying to date each other.
They're trying to find love. Which, first of all, let's just start with that.
And first, before we jump into that, I also mentioned that they are trying to find love with their siblings. So
not with their siblings.
No.
This isn't like 1500s England. No.
It's very much.
I thought it might have been when you first put it on. I thought it was like dating your cousin or something. I'm like, is this legal? How is this on television? How is this on Netflix?
So pretty much, you and your sibling go on a show, and you guys try to find other people to date.
And you're supposed to wing man or wing woman for your sibling. And actually, you know, even though I was a little skeptical at first, it did add an interesting dynamic above the standard.
The maturity level was top tier.
Well, they had to be.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to go back home to mama and be like, you do not want to know what your son did. Like, they have a sibling right there, and their mom is probably going to watch the show. All moms, hopefully... I don't know. Hopefully they weren't watching the show, because I would be embarrassed if that was my kid on that show, let me be honest.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, all the drama that we couldn't see on the show, all of that would have been told to their parents.
Yeah.
And you know, if there was an argument between those two siblings, they would have been like, you were acting like a hoe on that show.
Ooh.
You know, they would have been like throwing that in their face, and it would have been all sorts of dirty. So they had to behave themselves to a certain level.
They were, compared to the show that I've watched, Too Hot to Handle, it was way more mature. They were thought out. They were like, I have to talk to this person about, like, this problem before it gets too bad or whatever. But this is where this breakdown is coming from, pretty much. And so you put a bunch of hot people in a show, in a house, trying to find love with each other. And you can see the levels of you can see the level of hotness between amongst them, and you can see the mentality and thought process behind it. So
that's what that was the most interesting part of the show.
Yeah.
Is because like all these people for this show, they're picked based on their attraction levels and their charisma and all this other stuff, but mostly based on their attraction levels.
Yes.
How attractive are they?
Yeah.
So you're getting kind of like the upper levels of attraction.
Yeah,
here.
So these people are like, you know, they're already above what
they're not some standard looking people.
Right.
They're professional
they're
models.
Yes,
they're that
exactly.
kind of folk. They,
yes.
Their livelihoods are based on how good they look.
Yes. So they're already, you know, slightly above the average.
But
so, and then
even,
if you put them all into a house, like, and then you're trying to see who
the
is.
The first thing they did, even, like, before they got all the contestants involved,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that they did, they all did this. It was like a pack mentality. Mm-hmm. They all subconsciously started putting each other in a hierarchy.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that.
When they first started meeting each other.
Oh.
Like, there was the two twins from London.
Yeah.
They were, everyone
oh.
everyone knew right off
yeah,
the gate.
Yeah, yeah.
They were at the top of the
there
male attractive hierarchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And before the Iranian women from London came in, those
yeah.
twins, that other set of twins,
yeah.
the girls from
Texas yeah.
everyone was like, ooh, let me see what you're all about.
Yeah.
But then as soon as the twins from London came in,
was,
they got booted from top spot right away.
Really quickly, actually.
And they straight up said it on the show.
He was like, oh, they were like, oh, my focus is over here for the Texans.
Yeah.
And then it was like, as soon as they came in, it was like,
they were like, oh, what Texans?
Yeah.
So even in this like hierarchy of the, let's say the top 10% of attractive
yeah.
people,
mm-hmm.
they immediately started segregating each other based on attractiveness.
Yeah, which is really wild because, like, they're, again, they're already attractive just against the regular, like, population for the most part. And then just to see how they rank themselves
yeah.
within this, like, weird hierarchy that I never knew for some reason. I did not know existed. But
so, like, in the normal mm-hmm. world, right?
I knew that people were attractive, but I didn't know there was a whole, like,
well, I think the further up the chain you go,
mm-hmm.
the smaller the segments get.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, you know, in the, you hear all the time, like, you know, frat boys especially, oh, she's a 9, bro.
Yeah.
She's an 8. And they
oh,
feel
gosh.
Like it's okay to objectify women and put, like, numbers as your value. Like,
mm-hmm.
you've seen this. We've all seen this.
Yeah.
Some of us have done it. But at the end of the day, when you're all 9s,
mm-hmm.
let's say, then it becomes 9.01 versus 9.02.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a 9.1? I'm a 9.35.
Yeah,
and
that was definitely what I felt like.
Yeah.
It was very much like that. Like they were very
they
much...
They completely organized themselves in
yeah.
this hierarchy
mm-hmm.
that was kind of cutthroat
very
in a
much.
Lot of ways.
Yeah.
Just based on superficial appearance.
Yeah. And they were all trying to find love, trying to date
that's
around.
Okay, first of all, that's just a lie. They're not trying to find love. They're trying to get their break.
Anyways, but
I mean,
also,
come on, is that not true?
I think there were some that were actually trying to find a relationship. There was people out there who were obviously made known that they were not trying.
Well,
like
the host,
twins, yeah,
okay,
the,
yeah.
The,
oh,
twin
the twin
brother.
Oh, those guys were just obnoxious.
Yeah,
that's why you gotta have. I'm not gonna even start on that one. But what I'm trying to say is the host of this show,
mm-hmm.
Melinda or Belinda or whatever
yes,
her name
yes.
was, she was a contestant
on
Too Hot to
Handle.
Handle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she got her break.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for. You're going out there to get your feet in the Hollywood pool. That's what it's about. It's not about love.
But they were already models, so that was their break is to be models. So
no,
what,
it's not, though.
Yeah, it is. Like
is
they,
it?
If they're models, that is their break. They're, you
they're
know,
already
they,
making
money
based on their appearance.
Yeah.
But why would
so,
you stop there? Why wouldn't you try to host your own TV show?
Okay,
why wouldn't you go for your
I
own TV
that,
show?
I think they were truly trying to find,
you
like...
You really do.
I believe some of them were actually there trying to find a relationship.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Backyarders, in the comments section,
oh, Lord.
Let us know if you think reality TV show contestants are really trying to find love.
Anyway, so it was funny to see them rank themselves within this hierarchy, and...
And the privileges that
the
came
privilege
with that.
The privileges that came with it, yeah. So what I liked the most was the mentality that I, like, noticed between, like, the 9.1s and the 9.3s. Like, it's
yeah.
weird to say that because, like, they're all hot. But what I noticed was the confidence and the attitude that some of them had. Like, there was literally visualization of two people,
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, One was a little bit more on the nerdier side of things.
Yeah.
And the other sister clearly looked like she was a little bit like hotter and stuff like that.
We were talking about the guy who like stumbled in the pool and everything.
Yeah.
He didn't have the same confidence as the rest of the
guys.
No,
he didn't.
I think he would have been a funner guy to hang out with.
Oh, 100%.
I think he would have been making a better boyfriend than the other guys. I think he would have been just a, let's say, better person all around. But he didn't have that bravado.
No. He didn't have that bravado. Yeah, exactly. And then also, I noticed that, like, the sister actually liked one of the new contestants that came in, but she said that, oh, I noticed this other female was going after the new contestants, I'm going to back off. Compared to another contestant who came in and was very much like, you might be in a relationship, but I'm still going to grab,
I'm gonna
you, take
your
man.
Yeah.
Literally, that was the difference, was like, oh, I'm going to sit back and lay low, or I'm going to take her man.
It's
and
the
she
hierarchy.
Actually ended up taking the other girl's man, by the way.
And it was supposed to be like heartwarming when they nearly won the show. Like,
yeah,
that's what
so
I
funny.
Didn't get. I was like, yeah, you were kind of interesting. But that's what the hierarchy is about.
Yeah,
like, this girl came in, she was a later contestant,
yes.
And she looked at this other couple and she said, I want your man,
yes.
I'm above you on this scale, and I'm going to take what you have.
That's what she was thinking, yeah.
That's sociopathic.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it is very much. And that, like, that gives you an idea of like how they're thinking when you get to the 9.3s, 9.5s. Like, they're thinking that even if they did, like, realities, they can't get them, they're still going to try.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It would even showed as well where there's some contestants that was like, came into the villa and they were very much like, when the girls like completely dissed the two twins, sisters dissed the brother siblings and they were like clearly like, oh, we have no interest in you. They're like, oh, we still have a chance.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They were still having this mentality of like, oh, we still have a chance, we can still do this.
Disclaimer, this is all scripted television to a degree. Of course it's scripted.
Yeah.
And of course they have to create drama, so of course it's not like, this is real life, this is how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's interesting because I think that mentality carries over into the real world.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, if they deem that they are more attractive than other people, they will say, I am better than.
Mm-hmm.
And not all people have this mindset.
No.
But I think it comes from having a history with getting what you want based on your appearance.
Yes.
And I think that's really what I find interesting, is that also creates confidence.
Yes.
It's like, oh, of course I'm going to get what I want.
I always do. Yeah.
Yeah, why? I don't know. I guess it's probably because I'm really hot. And I think that kind of can warp a person's mentality into becoming kind of a shell of a person in some ways, you know, because they're not really developing themselves. They're just basing their identity on, I am attractive, which is really kind of sad in a lot of ways.
Like, that's your whole identity, is just I'm attractive and that's it. I have nothing else to contribute other than my looks. It's crazy. But we do have some stories that like kind of make you realize how this actually affects people.
It really, in the real world,
in
it
the
has
real
a
world.
Huge impact.
Yeah, and how it really affects people in the real world, and also just in general, dating in general can make you, like, going after people, you know.
A lot of times, men go after women just because they're hot.
Yeah.
And then it's like a status symbol. Oh, I got myself a hot girlfriend. She's very unintelligent and can't carry a conversation and can't really string a sentence together, but it doesn't matter. She looks good.
Yeah,
that's where so many problems in dating arise, because it's all very short term. Oh, you look good, then that means I must make you mine. And that's just the superficial side of things, you know.
Do you want to talk about
the articles?
Yeah.
Okay, let's. Yeah.
So I'm gonna just an article by Cosmopolitan. How do you say that word?
Cosmopolitan. I need to look
at it. I'm definitely saying it wrong multiple times.
Let's just say Cosmopolitan. Wow, this is really embarrassing. We're talking about hot people being dumb, and I'm like, y'all know what we're trying
to say. Yeah.
It's an article about reality TV shows. There's only one site that really does this, so let's just jump into it.
This author is writing about how she feels like how reality TV show is like affecting, you know, her, and how it affects like people who are bigger in size. The title literally says, sorry, reality TV show, reality TV doesn't deserve fat people, is what the title says.
I don't think reality TV deserves any people. I don't think reality TV should exist.
Yeah, because...
I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, like, full disclosure, reality TV has done tremendous amounts of damage to people's view of themselves, to their confidence. They're comparing themselves. Reality TV show is especially dangerous because it's presented as if it's real when it's not. It's all scripted. It's all make-believe.
For the most, some of it, yeah.
I would say 85% of it.
Okay.
But I mean, I agree with this title, but I also will say reality TV does not need to exist.
So she pretty much says that, like, every time that she watches a TV show, ever since she was little, she always felt like she was not going to be able to find love.
That was a really sad line.
That is very sad, and it's not nice to, like, you know.
But I think, in a way, reality TV does contribute to that way of thinking. If you're seeing a reality TV show, and they're picking people solely based on their appearance, and then you're watching that, you're going to feel really bad about yourself. Because, again, these people are professional models. Their jobs, like, they don't... Maybe they have, like, a job, a 9-to-5, but I highly doubt it. Their whole thing is to be attractive.
Yes.
And if you're watching that, you're never going to live up to that standard unless your entire life was solely dedicated with the pursuit of being attractive.
Yes.
So it was sad to see how that negatively affected the author's view of herself, which is really not cool.
It's not cool. And she continues to say how, like, she was hoping that there's some shows, like, you know, Too Hot to Handle. And those shows, obviously, Love is Blind was, like, one of the shows that she was really hoping that was going to view people who are bigger in a, you know, a light of, like, oh, you are attractive, you know. And even then, that show, you know, you had a couple people that, you know, there was a couple contestants that were still nitpicky. Even the most recent one of that lady, Chelsea, who compared herself to Megan Fox, and then that just kind of down spiral onto people even comparing her and saying, like, no, you're not Megan Fox.
I think that's a combination of, I think the main problem there is just people being vicious.
Yeah.
People who feel bad about themselves tearing down someone else. That's the main problem with that. That's where, in the age of the internet, it's okay just to be quiet. If someone says something, let it slide. What's it going to benefit you to go and tear them down?
I agree. Yeah.
But what I really felt bad about with this article is that I didn't read it too carefully, but I read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like the common theme on this one was the producers of the shows and the other contestants on those shows who might be deemed more attractive or whatever, they would tear down the other contestants.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that she's naming had these pretty awful experiences on these shows thanks to the producers and the contestants and all this other stuff where the hierarchy was pushing them down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the people going, oh, you are less than. You are less than. And that's just, that's not right, no matter how you cut it, you know?
Yeah. And that's the one downside to reality TV show, obviously. And this doesn't, like, make people, like, think that you're less than. We're just trying to show you, like, things like that. Like, show you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way the hierarchy works.
Yes.
And so I think what really, I don't know. The problem is just that I think from an evolutionary standpoint, people who other people deem as attractive do get treated better.
Unfortunately.
It's just, it's how it works.
Well, not unfortunately, but yeah.
Well, it's evolutionary.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, does that mean other people who are not at the tip of the hierarchy are less than? No. But they eventually get treated that way because of the special privilege others get. And the people who get that privilege, who get that special treatment, how many, we've seen it, everyone's seen it. Someone does something and it just, somehow it just doesn't have any consequences.
Yeah.
They screw something up and you know what? It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Why? Why is that? Oh, just don't worry about it. It happens. It's just part of life. And I'm not saying it's correct, but it is something that we have to deal with in life.
Yeah, and we have an article that actually proves this too.
Oh yeah, let me pull that one up real quick.
That proves that if you the more attractive you are, sometimes you get excused from certain things.
Yeah.
So you have an article.
So when I was researching this, I just typed in a couple of keywords in Google, and I got so many like scientific journals and like, you know, all these like actual straight up health articles about how this is true.
Wow.
So I had to skim through all of those because I'm not going to go into a scientific journal on this. This is just too in depth.
Yeah.
So I just found an article from bigthink.com,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pretty concise summary of what we're talking about. It doesn't get into the same depth as the other articles go into,
yes.
but I'm not going to read a 35-page journal on this. We know what we're talking about. Everyone knows it exists, but
yes.
I just thought this was an interesting study.
Yes.
So the article title is Beauty Bias, Hopefully the Judge Finds You Attractive.
That's an interesting title.
Yeah, so the key takeaways are, despite our attempts to be unbiased, people often judge others based on looks. In the courtroom, physically attractive defendants often get lighter sentences than others.
So if you're hot, you don't have to do a lot of jail time.
Haven't we all seen it? Remember, like, every once in a while on the internet, there'll be, like, a mugshot
yeah.
of a very attractive
person and, like,
and everyone's just, like, sending, like, thirst comments. They're
yeah.
like, oh, yes,
free
yes.
them, yeah.
Oh, he did nothing wrong. My friend, he committed manslaughter. I think he did something wrong. But because he has steely blue eyes, the internet... they all agree that he probably shouldn't be punished. So that's.
Oh, this is not your friend. You're just saying like.
No, I'm saying that we've seen this on the internet.
Yeah.
We've seen mugshots of hot women.
Yes.
Like there was a story of a woman who killed her baby and she didn't get charged.
Oh, I heard about that
story.
And
the speculation was, well, she was hot, so it's okay.
Oh, really? Was that the reason
that
why?
That's what one of the other articles referenced.
Oh,
this is speculation.
I heard about that story, actually.
But this is speculation,
yeah.
but you gotta wonder.
Yes.
So let me just finish up the key points. The last one is, we unconsciously assume that attractive people are as great as they look.
Yeah.
It's sort of true. You know.
Sometimes.
So there's a lot of stuff here.
But yeah, there is like they're trying to say like, you know, hopefully you have either attractive lawyer or you're kind of attractive in some
yeah.
way when you go to court, because they're saying that like, yes, it's true that if you are attractive, you're probably gonna get less sentence than like your not so attractive counterpart. And they even did like a study simulation, not like real simulation with just a juror.
You're stepping on my story.
Oh, sorry.
You're taking my story. I had to stick to the script.
Okay.
It's Shondor's story. It's Shondor's story.
Okay.
No, I'm just clowning. But what I do want to say is that
yeah.
when we say attractive,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to mean, you know, genetic or whatever. Sometimes being more attractive just comes down to taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Showering. Cleaning, you know, trimming your nails, shaving, you know, doing things that make you look put together.
Yes.
You can do so much to raise your social status just by taking care of yourself and, more importantly, having confidence.
Yes.
And everyone knows confidence isn't easy.
No.
But it comes down to faking it.
Yes.
It comes down to just psyching yourself up in the mirror and just like, you know, going, I am the best. And I'm not saying be egotistical or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But it comes down to putting yourself in a mindset that you matter, that you have a right to exist. And once you have that mindset, once you pretend to have that mindset, you can start tricking yourself into thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then just by having your own mindset straight like that,
yeah.
you exude that energy to other people.
Yeah.
If you walk into a situation, you say, I matter. And you don't have to say anything. If that's your view of yourself, people will feel that energy.
Yeah.
It's psychic energy.
Yeah.
And then they'll treat you as if you matter.
Yes.
All the people on the show that we're talking about, except for like the two kind of nerdy guys,
yeah.
they all had this very strong, I matter, I should be here energy.
Yes.
The people who are timid and were like, oh, I don't know if I belong, they were gone.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Very fast.
And it wasn't because they were like,
not
attractive. It was because they had the energy of, I don't think I belong here. And that's really all it comes down to. And when you're not feeling confident in yourself, it's really hard to emulate that energy. But it comes down to forcing yourself to think that way. It's all mind over matter.
Yes.
Like, I remember reading these books. I'm not going to talk about which books they were. It's all confidential.
I want to know.
No, but it was the takeaway was the people who are more confident are automatically more attractive.
Yes.
You can be someone who might not be conventionally attractive. Mm-hmm. But if you roll up in there with that I belong here energy, I matter, then you have people feel that.
Yes.
And they respond.
Yes.
So when we're talking about attractive lawyers and all that, it's about that mentality. It's,
yes.
The mind is more attractive than the body at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to say.
It really does.
So going back to the article,
yeah, go ahead.
You're like, stay on track.
No,
you
go
ranted
ahead.
For too long. No, but in the article, there was a simulated court trial.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the whole gist of it. I'm not going to get really in depth on it.
Yeah.
But they had a simulated court trial with fake, what's the term? Defendants.
Jurors.
Fake jurors. The whole thing was fake. Mm-hmm. And they had these people on trial for fake crimes. They didn't commit them. And they had the jurors give them sentences.
Yeah.
And the people who are deemed more attractive got lighter sentences in this fictional trial than the people who were deemed less attractive.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense.
Can you imagine like being in the juror room? Like, let's say, even in a real trial, like, I don't know, man. 10 years for her, 5 years for him. Like, how does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense.
It's all just biased.
Yeah.
And that's the hot hierarchy. Mm-hmm. And that's where it really does work. And even though this was a simulated court trial.
Yeah, of course.
It still shows the point.
That.
And there are other actual scientific journals who delved into real, honest court cases.
Yes.
And these scientists, the people who are way smarter than us, but less attractive, way smarter than us, came to the same conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah. So it does exist. And, you know, there's different levels to it. There's different things you can do to like make yourself more attractive. Obviously, confidence is one of those things. But I also have just another question. Do you think that, you know, hotter people, attractive people, even though they are attractive, I notice a trend that even sometimes the hotter people are not in a relationship. And I really just wonder why. Even though they're deemed attractive to the society, why are they not in
a... Okay, I have an answer.
You do?
And it might not be true.
Okay.
It's just something I made up on the spot, so bear with me.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's probably people who are attracted that are in a relationship.
Earlier.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no.
Earlier,
oh,
when
no.
you were talking about the soccer players, the professional soccer players, and you said, yeah, you know what? I would probably go for a professional soccer player.
Oh, my gosh.
And you listed off all these guys.
Oh, gosh.
And let's be honest, they are not lacking in the looks department. You had a couple of guys already in your mind.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you had to, like, come up with some, like, lame, like, half-assed excuse. Oh, no, it's not. I love being with you. I just...
I love being with you. Don't even talk
no,
about...
No, but you were talking about these guys.
Right,
you,
so
yeah, I got to roast you a little bit. But you were talking about these guys. And you said, these guys seem loyal. These are guys that are... I don't know a lot about soccer or football, as it's called.
That's my thing. My thing is, like, you know, I was talking about, like, NFL players, basketball players, people who date people who play sports.
Yeah.
Who can get other people. And I noticed a trend that, like, the ones that are really loyal are the ones who, like, I'm pretty sure there's NFL people who are loyal, and I'm pretty sure there's basketball players that are loyal.
I mean, Tom Brady, he's, like, a Christian. He's loyal, right? I don't know anything about this.
He's been married and
dumped.
Okay,
see, I don't know
times.
Anything about this, but you mentioned, like, a couple of, like, European soccer players. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned how they were loyal.
I was saying Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not European. I think he's like Hispanic or something. You got Lionel Messi. I'm saying his name wrong.
That's why I'm not even trying to touch this, because I don't know any of the soccer players.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they're married and committed. You have people like
so you have examples.
David Beckham, like, they are literally in relationships, and they're still in relationship. They are, like, still going strong. So.
And that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it. Like, you look at the trend, especially in the gossip columns and all this other stuff. I guess what I'm concerned about, or what I'm thinking is that people who know they're very attractive, especially if they're very successful, they know that they can get other people romantically, sexually, whatever, if they want.
Yeah.
So I think when you know that you can just go out and get anyone you want, especially if you're very successful, there's a part in the mind that's going to say, well, why should I just stop at one? Why wouldn't I go after whatever I want?
This might be from a men's point of view, if you're attractive men, because I don't think this is from a woman's point of view.
Really?
I'm actually...
So you think, like, the top peak of attractive women are just like, I want one man and one man only.
100%.
Really?
Yes, every woman wants to get married.
Every woman?
Not every woman.
You're speaking for all women?
But a lot of women, like, one of the things that we like to know is that we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, and have a whole family.
That's security.
That's really nice. Some women really enjoy that, and I really do think a lot of attractive women, like really, really attractive women, want that. And I actually just saw a video right before we did this of how this attractive woman, like, she's very beautiful, and mm-hmm. I'm like, why is she not in a relationship? She was literally breaking down, literally, what she wanted in a man, and the things she wanted.
Exactly.
Her IQ, on like her knowledge of what she wants, was out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was beautiful. But I'm like, why did she have all
this
knowledge,
exactly,
but not being able to like be in a relationship?
So that's exactly my point. So I'm talking about from the men's point of view. I can get whatever woman I want. I'm a successful, handsome guy. That's based on looks.
Yeah.
Why should I stop with one beautiful woman when I can have 5,000?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why kings have harem.
At some
but
point,
women,
you want to settle down.
No, but hang on. But from women's point of view, I think it's not, it's not, let me just add to my number of partners. It's, I can do better. Mm. I got a millionaire, but I look good enough to be with a billionaire. Why am I not married to Jeff Bezos? This guy, he's successful. He owns his own business, but does he have an empire? I think that's where the difference is.
It's not
so much based on I can get a hotter guy. It's I can get a more successful guy. I can get a guy who's higher up on the ladder,
maybe,
in my opinion.
You know what? Now that I'm talking about this with you, I'm kind of having more of an understanding, especially watching this video. I think really the hotter you are, you have this certain type of, like, I'm not saying, like, they always say, like, the hotter you are, like, the reason why you're single is because you have a higher IQ. It's not
a higher IQ.
Okay, but there's different IQ type of IQ. You can have IQ like within like studies and education and stuff like that. But now that I'm like thinking about it, the way she broke down the type of man she would want in a man, like the type of guy she's looking for.
She's very, very specific.
Yes, but like it makes sense. Like I'm telling you, it makes sense. So she has the one of the things on there is consistency. Like, he has to be consistency. If he's going to love you and be romantic in the beginning, he's going to be romantic all the way through. He's going to be romantic in the beginning, the middle, the end. That's one of those things she was talking about. Another thing she was talking about was, I believe, was the man has to love you more than you love them.
What kind of... What?
The man has to love you more...
Than you love him?
Not like you have to show him...
Whatever happened to gender equality?
Can you listen? Not necessarily like that you
what
have
is this?
Not necessarily that you have to the man has to show you like more affection, but like just in general, like the man has to love you, because studies have shown like if the man
this is why we gotta ban TikTok. This is ridiculous. Your man has to love you more than you love him.
I mean, like, he has to be in love with you. More.
And you don't have to be in love with him?
You do have to be in love with him, but...
But
you,
just love him a little bit less?
What I'm saying is you can't be more in love... You can't... You cannot be in more in love with...
Please,
okay, you cannot... Like, for a woman, you cannot be more in love with this man than the man is in love with you. If you're...
It has to be equal.
He has to love you a little bit more. He has to...
Why?
Because that... This shows that, like, the man is going to be...
Why?
That means...
So what, he should be willing to die for you, but you should be willing to only clean, like...
Oh, Lord.
What are we talking about? What kind of percentages?
I guess you're not understanding what I'm saying.
I'm not.
You're not, because...
I don't think I am.
Maybe this is not the
problem. He must love me 99%, but I will love him 25. Where's the levels here?
I don't know where the levels is. I think you're thinking about
it's
too...
It's a weird thing to say.
You're thinking about it too much, but as in, like... The man will stay in a relationship. Think about it, right? If the man doesn't love you as much, if he doesn't love you more as much, he will find another woman who can do exactly what you do.
Let's flip it.
But he loves her more. Does that make sense?
Who's she? How is she related to this relationship?
You're not going to understand. Like, this topic should...
No, this is, you wanted juicy goss, and here we are. No, I guess what I'm trying to say is flip the script. If I was like a man, I'm like, my wife must love me more than I love her. Like, doesn't that sound a little bit kind of funky? You have to understand
this from this point of view, right? Men are visual. They see women and they're able to, they may fall in love with her based on her looks and attraction, right? If the man doesn't love you more than he would possibly find this other chick entertaining or something or whatever the case is, the chance of him staying with you...
Okay, see, this is where I'm getting lost.
I'm starting to understand what you're saying,
mm-hmm. and I'm kind of visualizing it.
Yes.
For men, it's love or not love. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other, yes. right? Love or not love. Yes. On or off. It's
they fully love you.
Flaccid heart. It's very binary. It's yes. one or the other.
Yes.
If you drive your man away, mm-hmm. he will not love you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like that's good, but I'm just saying if you break him down, he's not going to love you less. He's just not going to love you.
Yes.
And for women, it's like this gradient, like this percentage. Like he loves me 50%. He loves me 75%. No, it's one or the other. So if a man loves you, that's it. He's going to stay with you. Whatever other woman comes around doesn't really factor into it because he loves you.
Yeah.
And so there isn't like, well, I love my wife 85% and I love this woman 86%.
You're thinking about a percentage. That's not the point. That's not the point.
What do you mean by percentages or loves you more? I mean,
you're getting too caught up on the numbers. Who cares about the numbers?
It's a weird thing to say.
Okay. But it's just a matter of, you can't, like, let's say you can't be, like...
You can't be infatuated with this guy who doesn't really care about you.
Yes, yes. That's what it is. Okay. Yes. He actually has to love you a little bit more than you love him.
Again, I thought we reached the middle ground, but now I'm not so sure.
Like, as in, like, you can do things... And
everyone knows this. Yes. This applies to men as well. Don't go chasing after the girl who doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
But this applies to men and women. That's what all men need to learn by the time they're 15. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, if she doesn't respond to your text, go talk to someone who will.
Yeah.
It's basic knowledge.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is like, okay, so that's what she was saying. And the reason why I was bringing that up is because like she had a breakdown, literally a breakdown of like the things that she wants in a man. Like she had like a list. She great, had like great. Not standards, but she had like a list
she
of things.
She had a list, yeah.
Yeah.
A shopping list.
They didn't have to meet all these stuff, by the way. But
he had to make an 85% grade. I'm just clowning with you.
He didn't have to meet the entire like list.
She knows what she wants.
She knows what she wants.
She knows what her value is.
Yes. And because she knows all of this, I think that's kind of the reason why it's kind of hard for her to find like a partner and that wants to be with her.
I think that's completely true. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that because the more you value yourself, and this applies to everybody,
yes.
the more you value yourself, the more you expect from your partner.
Yes.
And that's where this ties right into relationships.
Yes.
If you don't value yourself, like we've all seen couples, well, there'll be a girl who's working hard, has ambition, has drive, has goals, and she's really putting in the work. And then her boyfriend's unemployed, living off of her work. All that says is, oh my God, this poor woman doesn't value herself. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. So the more you value yourself and you understand your own worth, the more you expect from the people you are around.
Yeah.
If you're a heroin junkie who just wants to shoot up and, hey, if that's what you want to do, I mean, I'm sure it sounds great.
Yeah.
All you want from your friends are people who can shoot up with you. You're not expecting like someone to be an entrepreneur if your only objective is to get drunk all the time or shoot up or do whatever.
Yeah.
As much as you value yourself is what you expect from the people around you. So this attractive thing, they all value, and going back to the show,
yeah,
they all value themselves very, very highly.
They
all think that they're the bee's
best.
Knees, and
they think they
even
the
people
person.
That no one liked were like, I'm the best thing since sliced. So they all have a very high opinion of themselves.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, 80% of the people on that show did not need to have that high opinion of themselves. But then that applies to everything.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the more you value yourself, the more you expect from your partner. And if a woman is very, very attractive, she's not going to settle for an unemployed dude who's going to live off of her work.
No, of course, yeah.
You know, as long as you know your worth, you kind of narrow down your pool of partners.
And I think finding people like who are on the same level as mm-hmm. she is going to be hard to find.
Oh, yeah. She sounds like she's very successful. Sounds like she's making a lot of money. She's very smart. So finding a guy who's not intimidated by all that is going to be extra hard.
Yes.
Because that's, most guys are going to look at that and be like, oh, I don't got a chance. And that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she already weeded out 85% of potential people.
Yes.
And then the rest of the potential people are guys in their 70s who have billions of dollars. And she's like, I don't even want to touch you.
Yeah, it's hard to find. And so it's interesting, like, why really attractive people sometimes aren't in a relationship. But I think it's just because they, like you said, they have even... And like,
that's, I just don't think it applies to attractive people only.
No.
I think it applies to all kinds of people who really value themselves.
Yeah.
If someone really values themselves and they know what their worth is, they're not going to just date anybody.
Yeah.
They're going to be very picky on who they date. And that's where, again, the confidence and the self-worth thing is really the key to success.
Yeah.
If you don't value yourself, you will never succeed. If you don't value yourself, you will never put 100% in to anything because you don't think you'll ever be able to make it because you don't think you're worthy.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, regardless of any of the hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
the only thing that matters is that you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm worth it. I deserve to be here.
Yeah. I agree.
Mic drop.
Well, that was good.
So what else do we have on our agenda here? Did that cover it all?
Just I think about? That covered about everything. If you guys enjoyed it, please give us a like on all of our platforms at Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Please follow us on Instagram at The Backyards Convos. You can check out our Patreon at The Backyards Convos. If you like it again, just don't forget to give it a like. Stay safe, be cool. See you guys next week. Bye.